This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Harry, what can you tell us about the latest efforts to reopen the Buffalo Grand Hotel in downtown Buffalo?
Latest efforts, that tells the story, doesn't it? It's quite the soap opera. Well, I think we're nearly there. It has been all about financing. And there's one thing I really do want to sort of highlight and sort of put on the record, as it were. You know, we had a large insurance claim. But there's a difference between having an insurance claim and getting paid by the insurance company. It was a three-year-long soap opera, saga, battle, essentially. In the end, we did settle. The mortgage was paid off because it was required under the mortgage. The lawyers were paid. The county, state, city, etc. were paid. The lawyers were paid. The lawyers were paid. And the lawyers were paid. In the end, there was essentially nothing left in terms of spare cash. So we have a mortgage-free hotel, but we didn't get $50 million in cash. We got a very, very small amount left over. So we did have to refinance it. And we are very close to completing that refinancing. Our priority then is going to be reopening the guest rooms first. They were not subject to the fire part, so they should be able to be reopened within 60 days once we get the first draw on the financing. The hope, the prayer, the objective is to have at least a few floors of the guest rooms open in the summer. I'm not sure whether it's going to be end of June, middle of July, but that really is our objective.
What can you say about the work that remains to be done in order to get the hotel fully back up and running to the way that maybe you would like to see it?
Within the guest rooms, the guest wing, it's primarily housekeeping. Clean it up, and that is another one of our big challenges, putting the staff back together, gathering staff. We have basically just a skeleton crew now doing security. You know, regathering a staff is going to be a challenge. We have people ready to call, but that is going to be a challenge. In the guest wing, it's not as extensive. It is mostly clean up and, you know, getting it back into a visual state. There's some roof leaks here and there that we have to address, but it's not, it can be done relatively swiftly and concurrent with the cleanup. The event spaces will take somewhat longer, particularly the third floor. I can't see the main ballroom being open before sort of mid-fall. The main floor, where the club used to be and the event spaces that were part of the original Hilton, I think, you know, that should be sort of mid-summer, late summer. They're in pretty good shape, too. Kitchen needs a heck of a lot of cleanup and work, that's for sure, but putting in a brand new sleek kitchen is something we should have done in the first place. But first priority, again, it's guest rooms, and hopefully that's midsummer.
What has the communication been like with city leadership and others who have relied on the Buffalo Grand Hotel in the past as you work to get the building back open for business?
Well, I'm going to make a safe response to that, which I would say it's been mixed. I can't say there's been a lot of helping hands. But that's understandable. Believe me, our objective is to get this thing open. It is not doing us any good sitting there as it is. But it is all about the financing, and that has not been the easiest.
And I think we talked a little earlier, and you said that you're hopeful that you would be able to close down on the financing for the hotel to reopen soon. Is there a timetable that you're hoping for, or is that still kind of in the air?
Well, I can say the timetable. We do have a timetable we're hoping for. Whether or not that's going to click in, it's hard to say. We do have a specific financing proposal on the table right now. There are some conditions that we're working through. We're trying to get them done as quick as we can. I believe we will have them resolved within the coming month or the existing month of May. And if we can get at least a bit of a first draw out of it, we'll hit the ground running. Again, the guest wing does not require, the heavy-duty work on it. It's not a structural matter there. It's, again, more housekeeping, getting the elevators certified, things like that. They've been shut down for 3 years.
Right. Harry, anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on today?
Well, you're not going to get rid of me that easy, because that's the message. We have a mortgage-free hotel. Our objective remains the original objective, which is to bring it back to the level that it was when it operated as the Hilton, being sort of the social destination in town. The appeal of this building was its potential to be an event destination. Not just hope that there's another hockey game, another football game, another concert, but to actually become producers ourselves in the main ballroom, which is now opened up. I mean, we had nearly finished the renovations on that. That room, which hasn't been publicly seen since the renovations were done on it, which were nearly complete at the fire time, that room will now seat over 4,000 people in one room. That's going to be a game changer.